In Shvi of Parshat Bamidbar, we begin the series of descriptions of what the Levim do vis-a-vis the Mishkan, and specifically about the movements as Am Yisrael travels through the Midbar, the movements of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan has to be moved along with the people. And we come first to the work of the family of Kehat. And so, Vasoet Rosh B'nei Kehat, Mitoch B'nei Levi, L'mishpachotam L'veitavotam. V'edaber Hashem El Moshe V'el Aron L'imor, Vasoet, and so on and so forth. And Zot Avodat B'nei Kehat Bo'al Modesh, Bo'al Moed, Kodesh HaKadoshim. They deal with the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, we would then expect to be told what exactly they're supposed to be doing, especially in the transport. How do they get it ready for transport and so on and so forth? And then we find pasuk after pasuk after pasuk, where Aaron and his sons, right, Uva Aaron Uvanov, when the Am Yisrael is traveling, and they take apart whatever has to be taken apart, and they get everything from the Kodesh. And the Kodesh Kadoshim, they get the Aron HaEdut, they get the Menorah, they get the Shulchan, and they get the Mizbach HaKtoret, Mizbach HaZahav. They get it all ready, and they cover them, plus they cover all the various vessels that are used in the Avodah of these objects, and only then, after everything has been covered up, only then, right, in Pasuk Tetvav, V'chilo Aaron uvanov l'chasot et HaKodesh, after they've covered it all, that kol klei HaKodesh, achrei chen yavo b'nei kos l'aseit, v'lo yigu al HaKodesh shomesu, right? They just carry. They don't take it apart. They don't, right? And not only that, there's a special parsha at the end, a special unit at the end, Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron le'emor, specifically, Al tachritu et shevet mishpachot ha-katim mitoch ha-levim. Don't destroy them. What's going on? How could they be destroyed? V'zot asu lahem v'chayu v'lo yamutu. This you must be very careful about, such that they are able to live. So when b'gishtam el kodesh ha-kadoshim, when they get near, when they come to the holy objects, Aaron uvanov yavo v'samu otam ishi shalavodato v'al masa'o. They have to be instructed. Everything has to be done before, readied by Aaron and his sons. And they have to be instructed. And finally, the parsha ends, v'lo yavo lirot kivala takodesh v'metu. But they must not come to see when the kodesh, when these holy objects are being covered up. They're not allowed to look at the holy objects. Now, the meaning of Kevalah, Beit Lamed Ayin, you could look at the Mefarshim, and you'll see that it could be one way translated or another way, but the bottom line of this is they're not allowed to see. They can't have the slightest peek at these objects themselves. Everything must be covered. What's going on? What's the issue here? The issue perhaps takes us to the wider issue of the Mishkan. After all, the Mishkan is the movement, if you will, of Har Sinai through the desert. Har Sinai is when the Torah was given. So what is it that we see when the Torah is given? The Torah being given is eight kol. I'm reading back in Parshas Vayisro, Parak Yutet, Pasuk Zayin, Vayavo Moshe Vayikra Lezit Neyam Vayasam Lifneim Kol Advarim Eilu Asher Tziva. Moshe tells him all the Dvarim that God has said concerning the receiving of the Torah. Be ready on the third day. And there is a specific a number of specific mitzvos, but a special one, V'igbalta ta'am saviv le'mar, he shamru lochem alot bahar nageyeb katzeyu. Do not approach the mountain. Do not touch it. Do not go up on the mountain. Kol hanogeya bahar mot yumot. Again, just like the Bnei Kahat are warned, like they should not touch, right? They should not see, right? So the Bnei Yisrael, you can't touch the har. Nogea b'katzehu, hanogea b'har mosimot, lo tiga bo yad, ki sakol yisakel, and no hand should touch the mountain, right? Like the Bnei Kos, the Chilar Aaron of Anov back in Bamidbar, lechasot et HaKadosh v'el kol, et kol klei HaKadosh b'nso machne v'achrein yavo Bnei Kos laseis, to carry, v'lo yigu el HaKodesh v'mesu. Right? V'lo yigu el HaKodesh v'mesu. So, what is happening? Back to the Aseres HaDibros. What is it that we really see at the Aseret HaDibrot? So, Vayeri Hashem, back in Yisro Park, Perek Yutet, Vayeri Hashem Lar Sinai El Rosh Ahar, Vayom Hashem HaMoshe, right? V'ko Adam HaKohanim HaNegashim L'Hashem Yizkadosh U'pen Yifrotz B'm Hashem. Okay, the mountain is surrounded by a fence. Vayedaber Elokim Eit Kol Hadvarim Ha'ele Leimor. What we, quote, see are the dvarim. The dvarim are the words. We hear the voice of God, and we hear the words of God, and we hear the sound of the giving of the Torah, which is described again in Parshat Ve'eschanan, in Perek Dalet of Devarim. He shomer lecho shmor nafshecha me'od. Am Yisrael is warned to guard themselves. Do not forget et hadvarim asher ra'u einecha, the dvarim that you saw at Har Sinai. Upen yasur milhovecha kol yimei chayecha. Do not forget it. And what is it? Yom asher amadat lifnei Hashem elokecha b'chorei b'mar Hashem elai hakeli etam. The day that you stood before God, vatikrivun vatamdun tachat ahar, you grew, you came near, you stood at the foot of the mountain, vahar boer boei shalei v'shamayim, the mountain was burning with the fire, and what is it that you saw? Vayedaber Hashem aleichem mitoch ha'esh, kol dvarim atem shomim. You heard the sound of dvarim. You heard the presence of God. You experienced utmuna einchem ra'im, but you saw no form, no shape. Zulati kol. You heard. You experienced. Right? That's the dvarim. That's the dvarim. It's the experience of Sinai. But it is not to be objectified. And here, objectified means to turn into an object, because the central point of Matan Torah is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Yulcha Elohim Acherim Al Panai. It's against Avodah Zarah. It's against the objectification of any other power as a power aside from God. They are powers created by God, yes, but not to be worshipped. It is the statement of contra avod, what we call avodah zarah. Now we know, and the avodah zarah becomes in the mind of those who worship it, and you see it throughout Dvarim, the destruction of idols, the destruction of forms, beautifully stated in the Rambam in the first parak of Hilchot Avodah Zarah in Sefer Hamada, how beginning In the very beginning, those people who worshiped the stars thought they were worshiping God, but soon the stars become objectified, and then the objects become represented by other things, and in the end, there's the worship of the physical object, and God has been forgotten. No one knows, as the Rambam puts it, both in the Guide and Mishneh Torah. The awareness of God, the awareness of presence, certainly Matan Torah is about specific details of laws of what we must do and what we must not do. But it's about something else. And according to the Ramban in Dvarim, that something else is not a mere catalog of items, of 10 items. It is the story of, it is a living experience of the presence of God, the revelation of God. And that sense of presence was experienced in a specific place. But the place of it is not what you should be running toward. Don't go up on the mountain. In the end, the mountain is only a mountain. In the end, the Jews could say, oh, we'll worship this mountain. No, the mountain is only relevant because something happened there, and the happening is the presence of God. And the Mishkan continues that. So, the danger of looking at those items, of touching and looking up those items that have the designation, particular designation of truly the utmost holiness, is very great. So I would say that in the same way Am Yisrael is warned not to go up on the mountain, not to objectify the mountain, so too are the people who have to deal with it warned. And the Bnei Kahat, the Levim, are not enough to deal with it. Aaron and his sons, only they can prepare. Only they can understand this. After all, it is Aaron and presumably his sons who know the danger that even after the Torah is given, the people's need to objectify it in some way is a dangerous and real issue, because only a short time afterwards, they want an Egel HaZahav, probably beautiful, probably inspiring in some way. But it's Avodah Zarah, and it puts them right in the slippery slope, and worse, into the denial of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Lo Yelecha Elokimach Elohim Acherim Apanai. And that is to be avoided at all costs. And so, Lo Yiru, there is nothing to see in the objects that is allowed to the Bnei Kahas. And if Aaron and Vanav do not cover it up so they do not see, then they are endangering the Bnei Kahas. In this sense, I want to share with you, since Bamidbar comes out before Shavuos, so that we not lane after B'chukosai, the Parsha of Shavuos, I want to share with you a Torah, or a small bit of a Torah, in the Kedushas Levi of Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev in his Sefer. And the first Torah that he has on Shavuos, he has a very strange beginning, and I'm not familiar with any other Torah that Reb Levi Yitzchak Berditchev begins in this way. To understand this, you have to know that Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev was a Hasid, and in the early Hasidim, his great Talmud Chacham, and he became the Rav in, we know him as Berditchev, but he started out in Pinsk. Pinsk, as it turns out, was the hotbed of the Misnagdim, of the opposition to Hasidus. So Reb Levi Yitzchak, for various reasons, was run out of Pinsk, and he became the Rav in Berditchev. But he begins the Torah on Shavuos, Nishtalti b'mdinas Lita. When I was in Lita, in Lithuania, I was asked, Mipnei ma nikra chag ha-Shavuos b'shem atzeres. The Torah calls Shavuos, calls it Shavuos. But Chazal call it Atzeret. V'halolo nizkar b'Torah shem Atzeret, rak b'shmini Atzeret. The only time we have the word Atzeret in connection with the Chag is on Shmini Atzeret. So the Rav Levi Yitzchak says, Ve'ishavti b'shlosha ofan. I answered in three ways. I can see the picture. He's asking, and perhaps he understands this is a challenge against Chassidus in some way, that there is a undercurrent of something going on here. So he answers in three ways, and I can see he answers at one, two, three, right? The first answer is a classic Litvish answer. It almost sounds like it could be a Brisket Torah. And in fact, I saw the answer independently in the Chazon Yecheskel of Rav Chatzkel Abramsky, certainly a great gadol from the Litvaks, okay, who gives the same answer. And then he has a middle answer, but I want to get to the third answer. Ofen HaGimel. He says, the third way that I answered was, he says, based on Ramban, the Ramban says on the Pasuk, Mato Iru, Mato Oru et Ha'ava ad Shetechpats, don't stir up the love until there's a desire, until there's a chefetz. So the Ramban says, this I believe on Drosh and Rosh Hashanah, Pirish Kshemagil Adam Eze Hitaru Chilyira Ve'ava. When a person is greatly spiritually on a movement towards God, okay? As I take it from Yad right away, Yire Lasot Lo Keli, he should in some way make a keli, objectify this feeling, objectify this tremendous sense, this tremendous emotion, right? What does it mean to objectify it? Doesn't mean to build a, right? Chas v'shalom, an idol, right? It means, Hainu shiyasa taketh eiz a mitzvah. Do a mitzvah. That's how we objectify feelings. We want to act it out. We want to live this feeling. We want to create a something real out of this. And of course, you have the model, the experience at Sinai and the tremendous hitoru, the tremendous passion, right? And what can we do? So we could do the mitzvah, but wait a second. The no mitzvos. The mitzvahs are going to be given now. Hainu shiasa taketh eis a mitzvah. Hainu shitain stoko yeshiv taketh lilmod kedoma. The Rav Levi Yitzchak gives examples. You have, so give stoko right away if you have a hitoru about the presence of God. Act in a godly manner. Help somebody or learn Torah. Right? So, the problem is, that's what Ramban says, ki, you have to be, make it into a chefetz. In Lithuanian terms, make it into a chepza. Objectify it in some way. The gavra, the person, has to objectify it. The problem is, ki chefetz hu miloshen keli. A chefetz is, in Hebrew, the sense of a vessel. And he says, ad kan lashono, I've until now quoted the Ramban, af shein ze lashono mamash, even this is not his lashon. In other words, I could see Rav Levi Yitzchak quoting the Ramban. He says, but I might not have the quote exactly right, but he's quoting the Ramban. So he says, he goes on, Rav Levi Yitzchak, based on this Ramban, problem is, v'shat matan Torah, at the time of matan Torah, am Yisrael was hitoru gedola, but they had this tremendous passion, this tremendous hitoru root, but they eloha yolohem adayin shum mitzvah, but they had no mitzvot yet. Lasot. Lihidorut. Right? So what was the only thing they were had as a mitzvah? Muchrach lomar. So it's necessary to say, shoyu mekaimi mitzvahs hagbalah. Yes, they did have a mitzvah in connection to Sinai. It's before. They wanted to rush forward to, as it were, hold on, be in the place. And God gave them the mitzvah of Hagbalah. There's a gvul, right? Those who have been in Israel know that there are signs, right? Zehirut, Be very careful. Hagvul lefanecha. Stop. Right? Atzor. On the buses, atzor. Stop. It means to stop. Shehizir Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom Shaloli Ga Bahar. Vehem hayu netzarim. They were held back. Miliga. And we mitzvah hazu. Hazeh. Hayo osim keli litarut. And this was their keli of passion. Yes, but we're not going to go to run up onto the mountain. We're going to respect the boundaries because that is what God wants from us. Sometimes what God wants us is to do nothing, is not to rush forward, is not to say, but I must see these holy vessels. I need an objectification. Just not objectifying in the way of a physical object, whether it be the Aron, whether it be the menorah, whether it be Har Sinai. Mata iru, umata oruru etaava ad shetechbats, and in Har Sinai the ad shetechbats was not to go forward, to live in a world in which all you have is not to do something because you've been informed by the Spirit of God that's what God wants from us. Right? And how do you know? Because you've experienced the hit orarut, you've experienced the presence, you've experienced the revelation of God, which is nothing. No thing, nothing. As God, if we can say anything about God, we say that God is no thing. Chag Sameach for those who are going to listen to this before Shavuos, and for those who don't, Ad shetechbatz mata iru mata oru hit oru, objectify it in some form of mitzvah.